And then we see how brothers and sisters love one another.
虽然在英国的蜜月期不过是20年,
even though the honeymoon was only 20 years in
England. 但是我们不要忘记, 到底的确确有那么个东西叫做菲拉切菲利教会。
But we know that there was truly a church called the Philadelphia Church.
但是很可惜的, 慢慢慢慢我们看见说老底家的光景就显出来。
But gradually we see that the condition of Laodicea
appears. 但是现在我们要问, 当圣经形容老底家的时候,
so now when the Bible describes Laodicea,
我们是教会真的是那么糟糕吗?
We ask, is the church really that bad?
教会的光景就是这样的糟糕吗?
Is the condition really that bad?
它真的不冷也不热吗?
Is it truly neither hot nor cold?
它真的是代表众人的意见吗?
Does it really represent the will of all the people?
这一定不是说我们。
This must not be us.
这一定说别人。
This must be someone else.
所以没有一个人愿意对号入座的。
So no one is willing to...
就是你每次到这个有的人到去参加个音乐会
sometimes if you go to see a concert
对你不能随便乱坐的
you can't just sit anywhere
你买个票上面告诉你几号你叫几号
you must follow where the ticket says your assigned seat
这个叫对号入座
so this is seating by assignment
你明白吗 意思是说现在你既然有了个票你就只能坐在那个地方
so now you're given a ticket so you must sit there
但是不要忘记 圣经明明说有老底家的教会
So the Bible says that there is the church of Laodicea
那没有一个人说我们是老底家教会
No one is willing to say that we are Laodicea
明白吗? 这就要对号入座
So this is seating by assignment
所以要让我们记得一件事
So please remember
讲到菲勒切菲 我们一定说是我们
When we say Philadelphia we say it must be
讲到老底家一定是别人
Laodicea must be someone else
所以这一次我盼望弟兄姊妹能原谅我
So I hope that brothers and sisters
我们讲老底家不是叫弟兄姊妹对号入座的不是
When we speak of Laodicea we aren't telling people to
我们讲了半天不是说弟兄们就是老底家不是
We aren't saying that you are Laodicea
但是问题在这里
But here's the problem
再回来一次,
Before the Lord returns
是不是教会的光景像老底家
It's the church's condition like Laodicea
所以我们现在要来看
So now we want to look
如果今天看教会的事
If we look at the condition of the church,
你发现大多数的人是灵恩运动的人,
you see that the majority of people are Pentecostal.
那么现在我们要问, 这个难道是应验的圣经里面的话吗?
We ask, does this fulfill Bible prophecy?
而且不止如此, 慢慢我们看见今天我们知道说, 这个周末,
and we also know that this weekend,
大概有560万的基督徒要做礼拜,
we know that roughly
在美国，我想在美国。
That in the U.S. roughly 560,000 people will be going to church.
但是其中有600万人。
But, oh, there are 6 million.
No.
Wait.
No. 一个是6500万，一个是5600万。
One is 5,600,000.
No.
56 million.
Yeah. 所以是5600万人，他们都做礼拜的。
So 56 million people will be going to church.
这是根据统计。
This is based on survey.
但是其中有600万人。
But of those, there are roughly 6 million.
差不多是1/10的人。
So that's about a tenth of the people.
他们现在是到 mega church聚会。
They gather in mega churches.
他们觉得所有的礼拜堂就好像在一个小镇里面不是有很多的杂货店吗? 7-Eleven。
They treat churches like 7-Elevens in a city.
那么他们觉得普通呢，你到附近就是7-Eleven买东西就好了。
So normally you go to a 7-Eleven, you can buy something.
现在不是了。
But now it's different.
现在大家买东西都是 shopping mall 去买的。
Everyone has to go to a shopping mall to buy.
你开车到 shopping mall, 你一定经过很多很多的 7-Eleven.
And as you drive through shopping mall, you pass many 7-Elevens.
所以告诉我们说，慢慢主要回来一些。
So before the Lord returns,
大家做礼拜都到 shopping mall 去做礼拜，不到 7-Eleven 去了。
Everyone goes to the shopping mall instead of the 7-Eleven.
所以每一个礼拜堂，小礼拜堂都是角落上的杂货店。
So all the small churches in the city are like the small stores.
但是主要回来一天，你要买东西，现在你不是到杂货店去买了。
But now you don't go to the thrift shop before the Lord returns.
你要到 shopping mall.
You go to the mall.
你要到 mega church.
You must go to the mega church.
所以不要忘记过去30年.
So in the past 30 years.
如果主迟延的话,
if the Lord delays.
你就知道在主回来以前,
You know that before the Lord
returns,
this is something you have never seen before.
那我要稍微表述的, 不能说是从前没有的,
so I can't say that this never existed. But this weekend, we want to see the history and want
to see it.
We can't call it a completely new situation. But indeed, it is
different.
Because today in the U.S., everyone has a car.
那尤其你住在郊区,
especially if you live in suburbs.
所以你买东西你不会到旁边的杂货店去买的,
you won't go buy stuff in a nearby store.
所以你一定要到shopping mall去买东西,
you will definitely buy something in the shopping mall.
所以现在什么叫mega church?
So what is a mega church?
在美国只要超过2000人聚会的就是mega church.
A mega church in the U.S. has over 2,000 people.
那么现在很清楚, 如果是2000人聚会的话,
so clearly if there are 2,000 people,
那普通聚会地方太小了,
then an ordinary meeting place is way too small.
因为这个缘故, 大家就开车就开很远的地方, 大的shopping mall.
So everyone drives very far to a huge shopping mall.
那一次就解决很多问题。
And when, at one time they can figure everything out.
你不光是聚会,
you go to the gathering.
等于教会也错而说, 你把孩子通通地交给他们,
you have also given your children to them.
然后呢, 老人可以量血压,
the elderly people can have their blood pressure.
那不止如此, 到了中午饿的时候, 里面就有 McDonald's, 就有麦当劳,
and when you're hungry, during the noontime, there are McDonald's
there.
So you don't have to go very far.
什么都有了,
everything is there.
那这个叫什么? 这叫mega church.
That's a mega church.
那么为什么人越来越多呢?
So why are there more and more people?
当然有它的原因。
There's a reason.
所以我们知道如果我们看见这些事情发生,
so as you see these things happening,
我们只看见表象, 外面的表面,
we just see what's happening on the outside.
但是我们要知道这个背后所代表的乃是基督徒属灵的光景。
But we know that behind this is the spiritual condition of the people.
所以只有神的话是很清楚的。
Only the word of God is very clear.
只有用神自己的话, 我们才能明白现在我们所看见的许多的现象。
Only when we look at the Bible can we understand all the conditions that are going around.
我们没有疑问的, 在过去100年,
in the past 100 years,
的确我们可以说教会的主流是灵恩的运动。
That the church has been going,
major stream.
The major stream of the church has been the Pentecostal.
如果我们讲到 charismatic, 如果讲到教会的主流的话,
if we talk about the church stream,
如果我们讲到人越来越多的话,
if we talk about people becoming more and more,
那如果你根据统计的话,
if you go by studies,
让我们记得, 毫无疑问的灵恩是走在主流的里面。
We know that the charismatic movement follows the mainstream.
那现在我们要问, 当教会经过这许多的时候,
so when the church goes through these things,
现在我们就要根据圣经中的预言,
based on Bible prophecy,
我们要来看这些所发生的事,
we want to see the things that are happening.
弟兄姊妹, 这不是叫我们去批评别人,
this isn't to tell us to criticize,
这也不是叫我们对号入座,
and this definitely isn't telling us to sit by our
minds.
We see that the Lord gave us a path.
当主要回来以前,
before the Lord returns,
推啊推拉, 当然不是路,
Thyatira is not the way,
沙地也不是路,
Sardis is definitely not the way,
老底家不是路,
Laodicea is not the way.
只有一条路,
there's only one way, which is Philadelphia.
所以现这个周末, 如果主愿意的话,
so this weekend, if the Lord is willing,
我们愿意从圣经中的预言,
we want to look at Bible prophecy.
我们来看预言是怎么应验,
we will see how they are fulfilled.
在主回来以前,
before the Lord returns,
现在主快要回来,
we know that the Lord will return.
我们看见有mega church,
we see the mega church,
我们看见有灵恩运动,
we see the charismatic movement.
那最近还有一个很大的复兴, 叫做加尔文的大复兴,
and recently there has been a major Calvinist revival.
加尔文是16世纪的,
Calvin was a 16th century figure. Some people said that Calvin has returned. Many young people enjoy these things. Every time when they have a special conference, they spend their own money to go to
hotels.
Thousands of people are together. And they are all young people.
弟兄姊妹, 不要忘记了，加尔文所讲的东西不是简单的东西。
So remember that what Calvin spoke was not simple things.
加尔文的道是很深的道。
Calvin had a very deep doctrine. But today, young people have a taste of it. Young people feel that they want to listen to the word of God. So they hear the words of what Calvin spoke. We can say that Calvin came back. It seems that he's brought a stream back.
16世纪所发生的事在21世纪又发生。
The things that happened in the 16th century are happening again.
而且发生在年轻人的中间。
And it is happening among young people.
那应该叫我们敬拜主。
So we should worship God.
应该叫我们兴奋。
We should be excited.
我们知道终于年轻人有了胃口。
Finally, young people have a hunger.
不是所有年轻人都是响应灵的运动的。
Not all young people are going for the charismatic.
不是所有年轻人都喜欢在地上打滚的。
Not all young people are stuck in the world.
不是所有的年轻人都喜欢摇滚乐的。
Not all young people enjoy rock.
有一般的人，他们很严肃的要明白圣经是怎么说的。
Some people want to understand what the Bible says.
讲的doctrine，讲的教训。
They are looking at doctrine.
叫做神学。
They are looking at theology.
不要忘记了，这就是这一般年轻人他们所希望能够得到的。
This is what the young people hope they can get.
所以你就看见在这过去这30年。
So you see that in these past 30 years.
你看见特别主要回来。
Especially before the Lord returns.
你看见这许多现象。
There are many conditions.
一面叫你觉得喜乐。
On one hand, you are very happy.
另一面叫你觉得担忧。
On the other hand, you are worried.
喜乐的，你看见那个复兴的迹象。
You are happy because you see the signs of revival.
喜乐的，你看见神做了一些工作，是越来越往腓立比这个方向走。
You are happy because you see God doing a work that is headed towards Philadelphia.
当圣灵做工的时候。
But when the Holy Spirit works,
仇敌也做工,
the enemy is also working. And now we lose the ability to discern. On one hand, we are excited.
你想想看, 16世纪的人,
so consider that in the 16th century, there was someone by the name of Calvin. His understanding of the Bible. This is today's theology.
如果今天大家到神学去读神学，常常叫你打瞌睡的。
Today, when you go to seminaries, you often start falling asleep.
所以有第一条、第二条、第三条、第四条、第五条。
There are five ways.
这些第五条，一共。
The first, second, third, fourth, and fifth.
Five articles.
Five articles.
所以不要忘记，如果什么东西第一个 article, first article, second article, third article, 你知道这一定是 thesis, 一定是论文。
So if you see that many articles, you know that this must be a thesis.
所以如果年轻人，他不只对主的话有兴趣。So
young people not only have an interest in the word of God.
他对这些神学有兴趣。They
have an interest in theology.
应该喜乐才对。You
should be happy, right?
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们要一同来看，到底在圣经里面对于老底嘉是怎么预言。
So brothers and sisters, we will look together in the Bible to see what the Lord says about
labor.
And we will see how it is fulfilled.
所以我想我们就要看老底嘉的预言跟应验以前。 But
before we look at the prophecies about
the Messiah, 我们大概就把圣经里的预言稍微有一点的概念。
We should be familiar with the prophecies in the Bible.
我们知道圣经一共有1800多个。
We know that there are about 1,800 prophecies.
它占有整个圣经27%的篇幅。
It covers about 27% of the Bible.
如果你要打倒圣经的话,
if you want to reach the Bible,
你要打倒这预言就可以。
You just have to fulfill these prophecies.
No, 你要打倒它。
Oh, if you want to strike down the Bible, you just have to strike down these prophecies.
所以如果这些预言站立不住的话,
so if these prophecies don't hold water,
神的话, 就站立不住,
then the word of God is not reliable.
所以一共有1800多个语言,
so there are 1,800 prophecies.
那里面当然有重复的,
so some of them repeat themselves.
所以你整理过了以后,
if you organize this,
那你就会发现说它一共有737个独立的语言,
there are 737 individual prophecies.
这是你经过整理的,
this is after you organize.
因为有重复的, 所以你把它放在一起,
some of them repeat, so you put them together.
所以有737个独立的语言,
737 prophecies.
不过呢, 里面有590个重大的事件,
and of these, there are 590 major events.
那有的预告将来的事只是一点，这好像不是很重大的。
Some of these are not, do not seem to be very
serious. 所以如果你仔细地把它分析过,
so if you have gone, looked through it carefully,
一共有590个重大的事件,
There are 590 important prophets.
那现在我们要问。